Nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Welcome to an off-season edition of Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia. You are listening on the iHeart Radio app or on 102.5 FM in Philadelphia and South Jersey. Please, everyone, we appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and, of course, download the show on the iHeart Radio mobile app, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. I thought a lot of people say, hey, I want to listen to your show at work or at the car. The iHeart Radio app, it's free. It's free. All you have to do is go on the iHeart the App Store, download the iHeart Radio app, search for Fox Sports The Gambler, follow Fox Sports The Gambler, listen to all their programming all day long. Of course, Green Legion Radio, and you can hear us live when we're live, or every Saturdays from 1 to 3 in the offseason so far. We also got Baseball Brunch.
You got to search for that separately.
It is separate.
It's not underneath the Green Legion tag on 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler. You have to search separately because it has its own show.
That's right. That's the reason for why the replay, but live, yeah. You know, every Sunday morning except for the home opener.
We'll get 11 to noon. But yeah, Baseball Brunch will be debuting on Friday, April 8th, before the Phillies home opener against the Oakland Athletics. We will be on air from noon to 2, breaking everything down. It'll be myself. It'll be Phillies broadcaster Greg Murphy, as well as our program director and the host of the Daily Ticket, Mr. Sean Brace.
This is a new world record for Sack mentioning Baseball Brunch less than 1 minute into the show. We'll get to Baseball Brunch in a second here. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer, Michelob Ultra, the entire Bud Light family of products, Stateside Vodka and Bourbon, Kraft Vodka and Bourbon right here in Philadelphia. The Dave Bavuso State Farm Team, he's in South Jersey. Give Dave a call. He's great. It doesn't matter whether you're in Delaware, Jersey, Pennsylvania. He can look up and find you the best rates for home, auto, personal coverage. Sack, I believe you have reached out to Mr. Bavuso for Baseball Brunch.
He's a good buddy of mine. Yep, we brought him in middle of last season. He stuck with us through football season, and he's back for another year of Baseball Brunch, Bud Light Baseball Brunch. So, yeah, Dave is a great guy. If you want to try and needle him a little bit, call him Sleeveless. He loves sleeveless shirts, and he will shovel his snow in shorts during the wintertime.
Full South Jersey. Green Legion Radio is also brought to you by Greater Philadelphia Health Action and, of course, MCS Residential and Custom Cabinetry. Go online. You can see the photos of the great work they did for Sack's house, turned a mudroom and a bathroom into a whole new gorgeous area. And I believe he's doing more work for
them. It was our old laundry room. They turned that laundry room into a laundry room / bathroom hybrid. Took our old bathroom that was right off the kitchen. They turned that into a walk-in pantry. And we just signed off on a quote a couple weeks ago for them to redo our whole kitchen. And as I stated last week, we are going to be the first people to actually have the Flodo installed in their house. The prototype is at Greg, the president of MCS. It's at his house. They have a model that they use at a couple trade shows. But the first legit one is going to be installed in our house, and we're very excited. Greg is excited too. He's going to video it, and they're going to use that as to promote it.
Walk-in pantry. Fun fact: also named for Sam. She has been referred to as the walk-in pantry.
Gosh, you know, one of these days I am going to punch you in the face.
My name is Mike Diaz.
I look forward to that.
I'm at Philly Mike on all of the socials. They call me Shut Up Diaz here because they are resistant to truth and facts. I will be your host today. My co-host sitting to my right, Chris Sack, the Sackmaster, Reggie.
Ooh-ah!
That was a good one. Chris Sack, how you doing, my man?
Doing great. We're almost to the weekend. I mean, if you're listening to us on Saturday, we're already on the weekend. But for those of us that are recording on Thursday night like we are, just got to get through Friday. And I'm a little bitter. I'm a little salty, as I was saying before we went on air. I should be in Texas this weekend to see Phillies in Houston and then flying out the next day to go to Dallas to see the Rangers and the Yankees knock off active ballparks 19 and 20. And then I was going to, on Sunday night, I was going to walk out after the baseball game and go right across the street to Jerry's World to see WrestleMania Night 2, Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. That would have been awesome. What a great weekend it would have been. But, hey, let's just remember we were in a lockout. And,
nerd.
And we didn't talk about anything for 45 days, which delayed the beginning of the season.
Well, we talked about it.
No. No. Yeah, we did on our programming, but it still stunk. The owners and the players didn't talk to each other for almost 2 months. And that's why we're here today. So.
To Sachs Wright, our intern, who she says no longer intern, the walk-in pantry, Mr. Sam Brady. Sam, how are you? Speaking the mic today.
Oh, I'm feeling fantastic, actually. At some point, I'm going to go over there and hit you, but other than that, everything else is fine.
Do I have to pay for that, or is that complimentary?
No, that'll be complimentary. First one's free.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. We, we've got some Tampa Bay Buccaneers news.
Yes, we do. We need to scoop, Sam. You're the one that, you know, you lay in the same bed with him. We need to know, is there more to this story? Did Brady force out Bruce Arians?
We'll get to that. Before we do, though, some news, Green Legion news. First off, guys, if you haven't signed up yet, the first session, the day session of the Philadelphia All-Star Craft Beer, Wine, and Cocktail Music Festival at Citizens Bank Park on Saturday, May 14th. Is sold out. The day session is from 1 to 5. The night session is from 7 to 11. You know you're going to see the Sam's shuffle from 7 to 11, the night session.
Is that when we're broadcasting?
I'm not sure. Green Legion Radio will be broadcasting live. I would assume it'd be the first session.
I actually have tickets from that. I bought tickets to that 2 years ago for my wife and I to go. And, you know, because of the pandemic, they pushed it off. I think this is the third time that it's been pushed off. And so I didn't even know. I was like, I got an email today that my tickets are still valid. So
that's good.
I will be there for the show, and I will be there as a participant as well.
I hope that in my future I get back to more beer festivals. This one is voted top five best beer festival.
It is really cool.
In the world by USA Today. There are 200 different options of craft brewers, local and international, popular sampling of local foods. They're going to have wine. They're going to have cocktails. You know, I think what happens is with sometimes some of these things here, and we all know beer festivals generally happen to be craft beer festivals. You know, whether you're local or international, they get special brews for these events. They tend to be, you know, a beer lover's dream, but sometimes, you know,
there's nothing for the other person.
Yeah, sometimes ladies like something maybe a little more sweet. Softer people like our friend Louise down in Miami need something, you know, that isn't the manly craft beer. And this festival is great because they really do have something for everyone. And listen, you love beer. These cocktails are great. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a listing of them. They usually are kind of like a last minute thing. And then they're going to have, like, you know, the giant Jenga and Connect Four and all those fun games. They're going to have the pretzel necklace area. Yep. It is free, so you don't have to bring your pretzel necklaces in this year. The problem with the listen, I love pretzel necklaces. I've done it in the past, but the problem is I'm such a glutton. Like, the first 10 minutes, I'm sitting there eating them all anyway, when the idea is that they're supposed to soak.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by this.
No comment.
I would not expect this.
So we will be broadcasting live. I'm not sure exactly.
Take the blue gummy.
But make sure you get it. Hey, first big beer festival in the city since the pandemic. Make sure you get your tickets. Of course, early birds available for all 2022 trips. We've got Arizona, Chicago, Houston, Indianapolis, Detroit, Dallas, D.C. What I like to do, leading up into the NFL schedule release, I would like to talk about one of these trips each week just to get, you know, a little juice, a little fired up for it. First trip of the year is Arizona. Everyone's looking forward to Arizona, schedule permitting. The walk-in pantry over here said that she went to the last Arizona invasion, which was 2020. We were supposed to go, but the pandemic shut it down and people couldn't go to games. And, you know, you're stuck in the listen, the hotel is gorgeous. It's a gorgeous golf resort. I hope we keep the same thing, but I'll tell you about my experience in Scottsdale in 2014. It was amazing. Now, this was late October. The World Series was going on. I believe it was Royals. When did, who did the Royals lose
2014?
To? Yeah.
They lost to San Fran.
San Francisco. Okay. And it was packed
Screw
with
Royals. Screw you, Hunter Pence.
It was packed with Royals fans. It was still 90 degrees. It was hot. We had a little pool party at the W. That's always good. Scottsdale is filled with the most beautiful women in the entire United States that are totally chill. They're awesome. Stanker and I, we went to breakfast Monday morning after the game to some like pancake house. You know, it's Monday morning in October at a pancake house, and we were like these servers, just immaculate. Like this is the Monday shift, the Monday morning.
You thought
shift.
You were at Hooters.
It's not even that, and they're cool and they're chill. You guys will all strike out with them, but you can still try. It's still a good time.
I'm guessing you struck out because that was before Abby, right?
Maybe not on the weekend, but you know, Monday morning, I wasn't prepared. You know, you got to be fired up. You got to have, like, you know, got your game on. My game was not on after an Eagles loss. We were there for Halloween. Scottsdale's a big Halloween, weekend, whatever weekend that was. Underrated stadium. Some people say they hate the stadium. The location of the stadium sucks.
It's the big toaster.
It's a 45-minute drive from 40-minute drive, probably 30 minutes without traffic, 45 after the game. But, of course, when you're with the Green Legion, travel's included, so you just hop on the bus.
It can't be that bad, especially with what they used to have. With what was that, Tempe Arizona Stadium?
It's weird.
Where you're cooking all day outside watching a football game. At least you're indoors.
We were cooking during the tailgate, but we've made some alternative arrangements to protect in case – of intense sun. It matters when the schedule comes out, but how it kind of works, it's almost like a
could be Mexico City too, right?
It could be. We'll see. Oh. And that would be interesting. But you could kind of figure like Scottsdale's on the east, the right side, and then Tempe's kind of southwest of Scottsdale, and then Glendale, and then Phoenix is kind of in the middle, and Glendale's on the other side of Phoenix. So you kind of have to go like a beltway around Phoenix. You see Sun Devil Stadium and everything right there. It's gorgeous.
That thing's still standing? Arizona State play there?
It's gorgeous. You could go out hiking, see Camelback, and you know all the trails out there, or you just hang out. And Scottsdale is, you think golf and you think like spas and all that stuff. It's a party town. It's a bar or a club or a restaurant. Boom, 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 boom. Scottsdale's the place to be. And because, as you know, we have a prior quarterback from Philadelphia that has gotten dinged for a couple DUIs down there. The one thing.
Number five will always love you.
I'm not saying any names.
I didn't say names either.
What they have this cool little system. I'm sure it still exists, but they get like college girls in golf carts that are like your Uber driver. So because Scottsdale's kind of walkable, imagine being, I don't know, in Center City, Philly, without the cars, and you just got these golf carts of these cute girls, and they're flirty, and you know everyone overtips them because that's what they do. But they'll just drive you like, oh, where do you want to go? Like, oh, we're here at Green Legion Studios. We want to go down to Cavs River Deck. All right, hop on here. That'll be $12. And people,
you hand them a 20.
Yeah, you hand them a 20 there or you 30, whatever.
If they're super nice. They do it, right,
yeah.
Guys?
Yeah.
Other walk-in pantries. So Arizona, we'll talk about the other ones moving forward, but Arizona is going to be great.
Sign up for that early bird special.
Early bird specials all the way through the NFL schedule release. Our opening day.
Are they doing that earlier this year, or are they doing it after the draft? I loved it when it used to be the week before the draft, and then when you saw like after you the players were drafted, and you kind of were like, all right, cool, this is when we're going to play them. I understood the last couple years with the pandemic, like doing it a couple weeks after because you really didn't know what the world was going to be like. I want them to get back to that week before the draft. It was awesome. Like you kind of like planning it out, and then you see who the draft picks are and where they're going to land and what they got a new franchise quarterback. We're going to see him in week two. Like I miss that. I hope they bring that back this year because now the world is getting back to normal.
We have an opinion. We'd rather see it during there, but from what I read, they never really announce it. I don't know why. They announce it like this will be next week. You know, they'll say next week. You know, next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
But you know, the hubbub that you see online last year, it was in May, in beginning of May. But everything I see, because I search for that every couple of weeks, it's like, oh, the first or second week of May. So it might be pushed back, but we don't know until it knows. People, we are Green Legion. We run the best trips in the world. This is our 20th year of running trips for Green Legion and all of our fans worldwide. But we don't have an in. We don't know the schedule, you know, weeks in advance like anybody else. We find out the same day just like everybody else. So next up, we've got, of course, less than a week away. Today is Saturday, April 2nd. Friday, April 8th, at Xfinity Live, our annual Phillies home opener tailgate. Our game tickets are sold out, but we have plenty of tailgate-only spots. 4 hours unlimited brunch. Brunch, 10 to 2. Baseball brunch will be broadcasting live with our program director, Sean Brace, Chris Sack, the Sackmaster, Greg Murphy tuning in. Are we doing a 2 hours or 1 hour?
We're doing a 2 hour show. We're expecting to have Murph for the first half hour. We're hoping 45 minutes of the show, get him through at least two segments with us, and then it'll be me and Brace for the rest of the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to be back behind the mic, you know, with Murph. You know, since our last show at the, what was that, the beginning of October. And, you know, life has changed for Murph since that time frame. You know, he was battling leukemia over the offseason. He's doing great. So I'm looking forward to seeing him for the first time since the end of the season. And then having Brace on there as well. I mean, Brace is going to be great. We're going to break everything down. We're going to talk a lot. It's not just our show, Bud Light Baseball Brunch, is not just Phillies. We talk a lot about what else is going on around the league. If you've ever noticed what our format is of the show, we're going to do some different things this year. So we're looking to, hopefully we're going to nail down a sports book and we're going to be able to have everything run off of that. But we're working on it. I know Quimby's working behind the scenes with everything, right now, but, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, again, you're going to have myself, Phillies broadcaster Greg Murphy, Super Sam Brady. We got Kyle Slash, Nunnemaker, the Gobbler. And John Jansen back in studio, holding things down when we're doing remotes. It's going to be a great, great baseball season. A lot to look forward to. The Phillies are going to be exciting. We're going to talk more about the Phillies later on in today's show. But this is what I tell people all the time. What helps us out in the podcast and radio industry is when the teams are really good. You know, like we see that, you know, a few years ago when the Eagles were making the run at the end of the 2019 season, we were doing the players show and you had all these people that were coming out and then the news were there. Me and you were on that thing for the playoff game.
Yeah, Monday night.
Yeah. Like, so like you see the excitement levels and it just boosts up. Everybody's looking for content. They want to listen to you because of, you know, of the team's success and they want to, you can't get enough of it. It was the same thing last year when the Phillies made that run in August to first place and they swept the Mets. Our highest rated program was that Sunday when we swept the Mets. It was Roy Halladay, they were retiring his number, and Zach Wheeler threw a complete game shutout against the Mets. Like, that was our highest rated program. It was unbelievable.
See, this is the problem. We've got about 3 minutes to the end of the segment, so sure, we're going to cover this right now. I don't know how many people are going to be listening to the show after this latest Sacktraversy.
Sure thing. Go for it.
Chris Sack keeps stumbling over himself in public. And we're here just to correct it. Last week, the shocking Chris Sack, host of Baseball Brunch, okay, father of two boys.
Yes, sir.
It was revealed, a shocking revelation. Chris Sack has never seen The Godfather, Goodfellas, Heat, any other good movie at all. Yet, he has spent enough time watching Daddy's Home to not only be able to remember it, but quote it easily right off the tongue. Chris Sack, explain this terrible news to the fans of Green Legion.
I have zero interest in seeing any of those movies.
You have to.
None. Like, it's never crossed my mind. It's never been something like where I seek it out or want to watch it. It's just, you know, I'm a man of simple taste. I know what I like. When I go to a restaurant, I'm sorry, Adam. I truly apologize. But like, when I go to a restaurant, I order the same thing over and over and over again because I know I already like it. I know what it tastes like. If I'm going to spend money on it, I'm going to spend $15 on an entree for myself. I already know what it is and what it tastes like and how it's going to feel. So it's the same thing when I watch movies. I know what Back to the Future is like. I enjoy it. I know what American Pie is like. I enjoy it. So if that stuff is on over The Godfather or Goodfellas or Heat or any of these movies, I really don't care. I'd rather watch what I already know.
Okay. Starring Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell, and currently 31% on Rotten Tomatoes. The quote on Rotten Tomatoes says, Daddy's Home suffers from, quote, lack of funny ideas and not fully exploring the premise.
I disagree.
Hey, guys, everyone listen, we've got I wish Walden was here, but Keenan, Gilmore, English.
Walden is in the room.
Yeah, what? Apparently I'm subhuman.
I don't see it.
Guys,
we want you to tune. We want you to believe and listen to Sack and Baseball Brunch and Green Legion Radio. He's bringing the show down. He's bringing our reputation down. Give us some homework for Sack. Which movie should Sack watch before next show? My vote is Goodfellas. It's a one shot. Godfather's a little bit long. We need to get Sack. He's raising two boys. And we have to raise these kids properly. We need to help Zach out on this one, guys. So please, if you could just
Lion King is a great movie. Wreck-It Ralph.
How about Casino?
That's on the list too, but it's a little bit longer. So guys, please let us know what movie Zach will have to watch. We'll reveal it at the end of the show. We're going to take a break. On the other side, we're going to dive into the NFL draft, some NFC news, and NFC over-unders, and news from the NFL over the last week or so. But before we get there...
Well, listen, we already talked about Dave Bavuso, so why not give him a little bit of a plug here? Life is full of surprises, some good, some not so good. That's why your State Farm agent is there with good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates for everyone. Yep, that's right. At State Farm, you get great service and great rates with every policy, so you can be prepared for all life surprises. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Let's see if Sack can redeem himself as we're back. Green Legion Radio right after this. It looks like online... Training Day. Come on, he hasn't seen Training Day. But we're gonna
Training Day. I've
we're
seen.
Gonna get Zach,
not recently, but in the last 20
we're
years.
We're gonna get Zach caught up on the proper movie, so he doesn't quote these lame things that no one's ever watched, except for maybe Quimby, because he watches every movie known to man.
Well, but it's easy to do when you have like literally no life at all, and you can sit here and quote every episode of Family Guy.
But he's seen Goodfellas.
Okay, that's great. He's also seen more obscure and more and
because
and
he's
more
seen
terrible,
all the good ones. Now he's finding something new. You haven't seen the good ones. You just watch all the crap. You watch the extra stuff. You know what it is? It's when a movie like
yes, like, Brian.
For
Ken
example,
Diaz, shut up.
Like for example, Daddy's Home gets released, and it's like, oh, this is a bomb.
I said it was on TV one night. And
it
I
only
it.
Earned $27 million at the box office. I was like, how the hell did it earn 20? People watch this movie. Now I get it. You didn't go to see it, but you know these movies that make quote unquote no money, but you're like, still people actually paid movie. I don't know what happened.
If it's on FX or something, yeah.
Let's talk NFL. This is an NFL-based show. Let's talk some NFL.
NFL, please.
News today, it was kind of hitting around the last couple days. This is we're recording on Thursday, March 31st. This is not April Fool's. Bobby Wagner signed to the Rams. The rich get richer.
How the hell do these teams afford all these great players? And we're in salary, like, listen, we're not in salary cap hell. But I don't understand how you can have some of the best players at their position. Like, one of the top quarterbacks, one of the top wide receivers, one of the top defensive tackles. They're the top defensive tackle and probably the top defensive player. Probably one of the top cornerbacks, one of the top linebackers, yet... Here we are. Do we have anybody on our team, on the Eagles, that rivals these guys? Yet, where's all the money at? How can we not afford to pay any of these guys? We're paying a quarterback $1 million a year. You'd think we'd have money to spread around to the other positions, yet we don't.
We've got a lot of dead money. Actually, I'll pull this up here.
It's awful. Yeah, awful.
Keep it going for a second. Let me.
No, we got the best center in football. We have one of the best right tackles in football. Yeah. But like when you talk about where the money is tied up, how do the Rams continue just to do whatever the hell they want? It's insane.
The way they do it, though, I mean, the way the Rams do it, let's take a look here.
Why can't we do it?
Wow. Cap space. Top 51. The reason they do is they push the money out into future years. So it's all you know, you sign for a big signing bonus. You prorate it out for a number of years.
Right.
So what will happen? This will collapse. it will collapse. I mean, Matt Stafford is however old he is.
34, 35.
And Aaron, like, these guys are still great right now in 2022.
Right.
They don't have any draft picks for the next 4 years. They won a Super Bowl, right? So moving forward.
They're probably going to win another one next year.
They're looking to keep it going. And there's no guarantee, but they're looking to keep it going. At some point, it'll collapse. Maybe the second half of this decade, they're the, you know, the dregs of the league. The league can turn over pretty quickly, like in 3 years. But
I respect it, man.
Let's just take a look here, right?
I respect everything that they do.
According to SpotTrack here, who they do a great job on all this, and I just see it for NBA and NFL. Cap space going into next year, the Colts have the most with $22 million available. We have $15 million available. Now, so when that number is there, there's a certain amount that they keep for signing your rookies, which might, I'm making this up, could be somewhere between $6 and $9 million, something like that.
Well, yeah, a lot of it depends on how many first round picks you have. That's the reason why people don't believe that Howie's going to use all three.
Right.
Because I think that on average where that slot's at, you're somewhere between $6 and $8 million just for one guy.
Yeah.
You know, for a salary cap.
Something like that. So, if we look at the Rams, they've got $8 million left. And, you know, you can get real fancy here and look at how it projects forward, but they're going the stars and scrubs kind of way. They're not looking for depth. They're looking for the top guys, and you know it's a way to build a team in the NFL, which is fun about building teams. There's so many different ways of doing it. Are you a running team? Are you a defensive team? Are you a passing team? Are you like Tom Brady kind of quarterback?
Are you a cheating team?
Are you a cheating team? But
there she is.
I'm happy we don't play the Rams this year out of the NFC West teams. If you can't play Seattle, I'm happy to play Arizona.
Dude, I would have loved to have played the Rams this year. I want to go to that stadium. SoFi Stadium looks awesome. That's one of those stadiums where, like, there's not a lot of bucket list stadiums in the NFL. Just to be honest, on my end of things, I know a lot of people are
says the guy that's excited to go to Arlington to see the Texas Rangers.
It's actually where was the 2020 World Series held at in the bubble? There. Thank you very much. Looks like a really
because
cool
Texas
stadium.
Doesn't have laws and it's warm.
There is uniqueness
because it's a nice.
There
stadium.
Is uniqueness to every single
not DC
baseball stadium. Well,
not DC.
Yeah, I say that's a spaceship with a parking garage attached to it. But it just seems like everything down there has no right FedEx Field. But
terrible.
You know, there's not really a lot of uniqueness to football stadiums to where it's like. But there's a lot of diehard football fans, and you know, the Green Legion. You know, there's so many people that are a part of Green Legion that are crossing these stadiums off their bucket list, and good for them. But you know, for me, it's like, all right, cool. I want to go to SoFi Stadium. I want to go to Denver, Lambeau, and I think that's probably it.
I'd like to see Seattle. I haven't been there.
Seattle would be cool, but listen, man, the 12s are going to go back down to the 11s now.
Yeah,
because
right.
Drew Lock at quarterback? Yeah. Have fun with that.
And I'll comment on that, too. I mean, it's true with all fan bases. And listen, we are diehard here. But Seattle, you never met. I mean, Seattle is kind of tucked away up there. But until, what, 2012?
Matt Hasselbeck.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, when they went to the Super Bowl in 2006.
Yeah, I mean, of course. They should, but that's kind of like Tampa going to the Super Bowl now. You know what I mean? They showed up. They have Sean Alexander, Matt Hasselbeck, and then they disappear.
Can Tampa go back to the Super Bowl this year?
We'll get to Tampa. Let's move on to Tampa, in fact. Breaking news this week.
I'm not even going to look at her.
Breaking news. Bruce Arians retiring from coaching and moving to the front office, elevating defensive coordinator and former Eagles defensive coordinator Todd Bowles to head coach.
Temple to Temple.
Bruce Arians he gave a long statement and a press conference today where he was cursing live on air, which is all
he did.
Cares. Yeah, he doesn't care. This is the rumor. This is what I want to talk about, Zach. I want to hear these conspiracy theories. It also came out today that Tom Brady was aware. Or knew what this didn't come from Tom Brady, or maybe it's Tom Brady people, sources close to. He was aware of or knew that Bruce Arians would be stepping away when he resigned or when he came back. He announced this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So now, and if you recall, the 2 months before he decided to come back, when there was rumors that, you know, maybe he would be traded to, Brady would be traded to
Miami
or the Niners or something. And Bruce Arians was like, hell no. I mean, he's under contract.
Five first round picks.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not getting rid of him. And then it comes out that Brady was aware that he was moving on. Do you think this conspiracy holds any weight, that Tom Brady said, I'll come back if Bruce Arians is not the coach?
It's kind of like, did Will Smith smack Chris Rock to sell more tickets for Chris Rock's comedy tour, right?
Sold out.
Yeah, everything's sold out now. Yep, after you got smacked. We got to touch base on that, too. but yeah, listen, sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. I just think sometimes we look for too much smoke and hope that there's fire. It makes no sense. To me, if Byron Leftwich was taken and moved to head coach, then you have something there. But the fact that Todd Bowles was moved up into that head coaching spot, like, if Byron Leftwich was the head coach, then you know at that point, all right, I think Tom had a little bit to something to do with it. But I'm not really big on conspiracy theorists with things like
or
this.
Or good movies.
How could you say
or
that?
Good beer.
What do you mean?
Surrounding Tom Brady, you don't think there's some kind of conspiracy going on?
Not with
on?
This, no. No,
everything he does is shady. Everything that surrounds him is
shady. You married him, so what does that say about you?
Hey, Zach, put on your raincoat. We're in the Tom Brady part of the conversation.
Seriously.
Sam
yes.
over there is going to be...
Break out the sprinkler system.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
No, it's ridiculous because you have a disdain and dislike for the guy. That's what makes it ridiculous.
How
for
many
you.
Conspiracy theories could surround one player before we say, like, okay...
Did you not see his Instagram post or his tweet last night about Bruce Arians?
No,
and touching.
I have him blocked.
I don't
blocked.
Know what you're talking about. You have him blocked?
Oh, he slides into the DMs and the walk-in pantry. Well, the other thing.
What do you think?
Well, you know, my buddy this morning, I have.
We know what Sam thinks.
I have a buddy who he's having a bad couple days at work. He lives out in Denver. And this morning, wake up this angry. He's angry at Doc Rivers, too. I hate Doc Rivers. Terrible.
God, when are we getting to that?
We will get to that. Yeah, we see you, Sam.
Is that top of the second
hour?
Yeah,
we'll stop at the second
hour.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus God.
But he was going in, this is ridiculous, and Tom Brady, and forcing him out. And I'm like, hey, man, like, the guy's 70. He said, listen, I've accomplished everything that I can accomplish in this game. This is exactly what I want. I wanted to ensure a smooth transition with Todd Bowles coming up. You know, he's been a big proponent of his guys, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, maybe sometimes, just like you, Zach, maybe sometimes, you know, it's just at face value. Maybe this is really how it is. Today, the Glazer family announced that Bruce Arians will be inducted into the Ring of Honor. Like, you know, their home.
Yeah, he's going to take over John Gruden's spot, probably.
But it's, you know, and that's kind of like, that's nice. But also, he's been there for 3 years. He did win a Super Bowl. He belongs there. Kind of hasty. I mean, less than 24. I'm retiring today, and you're going into the ring.
It took Jimmy Johnson 26 years to get the Cowboys Ring of Honor.
So it's kind of like, well,
he won him. He won him two, and built the one for the third.
Yeah, don't tell me. Oh, you don't think he belongs there? No, he does. But generally, these things, like, there's a 5-year grace period.
Yeah,
like all of our favorite 2008 Phillies, they will all be in the Wall of Fame. They'll probably space them
they
out every year for the next decade.
Yeah, but those three especially. The number should be retired.
Which thing?
The 11, 26, and 6.
Well, you know the Phillies, I agree with them. If you're in the Hall,
no.
You get in the Baseball Hall of Fame, they retire your number.
No. No. Remember a couple years ago, they assumed that that he was going to get into the Hall of Fame, but he's still not in the Hall of Fame yet. And
who?
Dick Allen?
Dick Allen. Is
15 is retired, so they did it beforehand.
But he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm not saying that he shouldn't.
Well, he's MVP in both leagues. Dick Allen belongs in the Hall of Fame. Sam, mark this down here. We'll,
please, go for it.
More sack traversal. He doesn't believe that Dick Allen,
I never
MVP
said. I never said that he didn't deserve it, but they did it before.
Should not be in the
but
Hall
But they
of
did
fame.
It before.
This is outrageous. We're going to have to ask Greg Murphy about this at the first baseball brunch.
Instead of him yelling at you, let's take it for you know what it is. He was put in there before. He was put in there before he made it into the Hall of Fame. Roy Halladay had two of the greatest pitching seasons in the history of the franchise. Two. And the team decided, now, obviously, he went into the Hall of Fame, but they retired his number. Like, I'm sorry. I love Doc, okay? But, and I'm happy that they retired to 34 for Doc. But if he was still alive, would they have done it, first and foremost? And number two, there's no chance on God's green earth you could tell me that Doc did more in 2 years that Utley did in his time here.
I'm not
and sure. Howard and Rollins. So for me, I don't care if Hall of Fame or not. You get rid of that policy. You roll it up. You throw it out the window. Okay? That policy should go to the wayside.
Wow, this is disappointing. We turned a Bruce Arians to the Ring of Honor into sack.
Well, you're
delineating and trying to change Philly's culture and history. Look, Mr. Big Head over here, Baseball Brunch, trying to tell the Phillies what their business is. And
you
what
really
they
call
need
me
to do.
Mr. Big Head?
Well, I mean, we're talking in a figurative sense, not in a fitted cap type of sense. Although that noggin you got right
7 5/8.
Okay, I'm 7 3/4. I'm 1/8 bigger.
Okay, well, I'm just saying you can't call.
You hear that walking pantry? Yeah,
you got to cover up the coif.
So anyway, yeah, Bruce Arians. We'll see. I think Todd Bowles will be a great head coach. He's got the locker room.
He wasn't with the Jets. You better hope that he can here.
We'll see how they go here. Lastly, before we head to break, one last piece of news.
And I do a live read.
You listen, Mr. Big Head, figurative Big Head, not literally, but figurative. This was pretty funny. I was looking around. Like, hey, let's find some other NFLs. The Bengals, the Cincinnati Bengals, the AFC champion Cincinnati Bengals, are now in the year 2022. Looking actively into adding an indoor practice facility. In the year 2022, the Cincinnati Bengals think it might be a good idea to look into an indoor practice facility in Ohio. In the year 2022. I thought, is it 1992? 1982? This team, I can't believe that they won the AFC.
Bucks County Baseball Company is the premier vintage sports clothing and collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. Items from the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much, much more. Again, visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. The showroom is huge, the website even bigger. Bucks County Baseball Company, the name in Philly for vintage sports.
NFC East over unders coming back after the break on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler. We'll be right back. Philly, South Jersey. We're going to talk. I thought this would be a little fun. We don't really talk about the division that much. The NFC East that the Eagles reside in.
It's not much to talk about.
Well, you know, listen, the schedule is going to come out in hopefully less than a month here, and we'll figure out exactly where we're going. We know who we're playing. We know who everyone else is playing. But I thought it'd be fun here to take a look at these over-unders. I'm using DraftKings. I believe that's okay, right? DraftKings on Fox Sports The Gambler?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, so this is from DraftKings.
I think it's fine.
So I see these. I had my own opinions. Sam, maybe people will want to know that. But I am interested, Zach, in what you think of these over-unders. So we're just going to go in order of the finish last year. Dallas sucks, won the division. They are terrible. They lasted just as long as the Eagles did. The Eagles were supposed to be the worst team in the league, but the Eagles qualified for the playoffs and lost in the first week, just like Dallas sucks. The over-under for Dallas sucks. Let me get through this, and then we can talk
sure.
about it. 10.5 wins at a 17-game schedule. They play the NFC East, 6 games. The NFC North, which is Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. The AFC South. Everyone in the division plays this. The AFC South, which is Indianapolis, Houston, Jacksonville, and Tennessee. The Bengals, the Rams, and the Bucks. Sack, 10.5 wins. Gun at your head here with that kind of schedule. NFC East, how many? 6 games in the NFC East. What do you think that they get out of there?
I think Dallas probably splits. Three and three, four and two.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, the Giants.
Let's see if they can. Well, how about this?
Daniel Jones is still the quarterback.
Let's see. I mean, we want to instinctively go under. Let's see if we can get to 11. Okay, let's see if we can just get to 11. So let's just go a little
higher. Here's also another thing, too, to play with here. Okay, they are favorites to win a division. No team in the NFC East has gone back-to-back since the Eagles did it in 2001, 2, 3, and 4. No team has. So to say that they're going to win 10.5, it's tough because, like, obviously they're more talented. I think Dallas, even though they've lost.
Big losses,
They do have big losses. Randy Gregory, Amari Cooper.
Lyle Collins.
Yeah, I mean, they were able to resign. And then plus the trenches, the offensive line has kind of fallen apart over the last couple of years, and Zeke isn't what he used to be. It's just a matter of which team do you believe in is going to step up to take over that throne.
Right.
The Eagles or the Commanders.
We're not talking division winner.
I got you.
Let's get to the
Bengals, the Rams, and the Bucks. I mean, that's way tougher of a schedule. Like, if you look at the Eagles, theirs.
Well, we'll get there.
I got you. But
Zach, we're doing the Dallas sucks 10.5 over under. Let's go through. You're going to say
I'm going to go 9.
You're going to say 9. Okay.
Under.
This is how I'm going to run this segment here. I'm going to run this format.
Go for it.
Okay. I'm going to say they win 4 in the NFC East. I don't know. I'm going to just be gracious to them. They're going to win 4.
Okay.
All right. In the NFC North, I'm going to say they win 2. All right. Between the Bengals, the Steelers, the Ravens.
The Steelers suck.
And the Browns. I say that they beat the Steelers and they beat the Browns and they lose to the Bengals and they lose to the Ravens. Okay. So there's 2-2. We're at 6 wins. The AFC South, they'll win 3 of those, if not 4. So I'm going to say 3. 3-1 conservative.
Okay.
We're up to 9 wins. The Bengals, Rams, and Bucks.
Where are those games at?
I didn't put that down here for the sake
of the Bucks got Brady back. The Bengals have Joe Burrow, and the Rams are the Rams.
I say they get 1. That's 10 wins.
1?
Oof. 1 out of 3. Okay, maybe. Oh, still, they're below. So
remember, Dallas tends to lose the games that that they shouldn't, but also,
giving him 1 win.
I don't see them stealing one of those.
Okay, but still, I'm saying I'm giving him 1. I'm being gracious. That's
okay.
10 wins.
Be gracious.
That's under. So everybody, you can bank it right here. Dallas will get under 10.5 wins.
All right.
Fun fact, right now, Jerry Jones calls the suit of the woman claiming he is her father a quote-unquote conspiracy. This is interesting, though. What year was she born? You see it here on the notes.
1996.
What happened in 1996?
Their last Super Bowl.
The curse of the illegitimate daughter.
Maybe it's Barry Switzer's.
I don't know. But
I mean, Barry Switzer did come in and steal a Super Bowl from Jimmy Johnson, so he might have stole a child from from Jerry Jones.
Where are we on time here, Sam?
You have about 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes. Yeah, all right, let's talk birds. Okay, birds, over-unders from DraftKings. 8.5 wins in 2022. The NFC East, out of those 6 games, how many do you think the birds can take?
I think they go 3-3.
Same with me. I agree.
3-3.
3-3. NFC North, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland.
Well, they already have Pittsburgh on here, right? That's their extra game?
Oh, excuse me. NFC North.
NFC North. Okay.
I'm an idiot. I was saying AFC. AFC North. NFC North, Minnesota, Detroit, Green Bay, and Chicago.
I say in that division, 3-1.
Okay, I was going
to
say 2.
They're going to lose the Packers, but I think Minnesota, yeah. Minnesota's the iffy game to me.
Yeah, right.
But Detroit and Chicago, Chicago's here,
yeah.
Right?
And no, we're in Chicago.
Are we
we'll
in
talk
Chicago?
About that
oh, that's
next
right.
Week.
That's right. Yeah. We are going to Chicago. Yeah. Okay, so
we're in Detroit, in Chicago, okay. Home Green Bay, home Minnesota. Yeah. I think we get the Minnesota game.
Yeah, because that's here, and then the 2 road games. So 3-1.
Okay, 3-1. So we're at 6 wins. That's pretty good. AFC South, Indy, Houston, Jacksonville, and Tennessee. We play in we play home. We play Jacksonville and Tennessee.
I know we play in Indy.
Yeah. We play in Indy and at Houston.
2-2.
2-2. We're at 8 right there. Can they win 1 game versus the Steelers, Cardinals, and Saints at home?
They'll win the Steelers and they'll win the Saints. I don't think they'll win the Cardinals.
Okay, that's 2 wins. That's 10 wins.
Yeah.
There you go, right there. That's the over.
And that's not knowing what they're going to do in the draft. I mean, like, you know, just based off the schedule, I just think the schedule is more cupcake. Like, last year was a cupcake schedule down the stretch. I think the way this schedule comes together, I think it's an easier schedule than last year's was. They got hammered at the beginning of the season.
And we knew they were.
Yeah. Well, once the schedule was released, we saw, we're like, oh my God, they'll be lucky if they're 1-7.
I thought they were 1-7,
right?
and they were 2-5 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't
too bad. But once you got through Denver was the last, like, real, outside of the Chargers. I think they had, what was it, Halloween was Detroit.
Yes.
And then they had the Chargers the week after that at home. And then you look at the rest of the schedule, you're like, oh, my God. Like, could it get any easier than this? And besides that one flub that they had with the Giants up in MetLife, that's the reason why I look at the division. It's 3-3. They'll take the 2 with the Giants, and then they'll split with the Cowboys and the Commanders.
The surprising one was that Carolina. Not that Carolina is good, but weren't they undefeated at the
time?
They
were. They were 3-0.
Yeah, I mean, so that was a surprising win. That was good.
Do you remember that game?
I remember that game.
I wasn't sure if you remember it, like physically remember.
I had a good time, Sam. God, you're not my mother. Was that the game, Sam, that you were like taking creepy pictures of me having fun?
No, it was a different game.
Oh, Sam, what Sam likes to do on these Green Legion trips, I'm not aware, is, I'll go back, like, you know.
There's a collage. That's all I'm going to say.
I'll wake up in the morning and Sam has texted me, or she slides into my DMs.
No.
Sending me these creepy pictures of her, like, taking of me from afar. Having a good time, dancing, singing, what you're supposed to do on Green Legion trips. Fun fact. About the Philadelphia Eagles. This week, finally, our prayers have been answered. The return of Kelly Green as a secondary color in 2023. Jeffrey Lurie finally gets the NFL to do what we're supposed to do. Kelly Green is coming back. I could not be more excited.
With matching helmets.
God, yes, Sam. That was holding up the deal before. Sam, what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
I just don't...
Keeping track of your time that you keep going over.
Now, this is what I don't understand. I understand that, like,
I guess this must be an older generation thing.
Matching helmets.
Kelly Green.
Listen, this is where it gets kind of bad and a little suspicious, talk about conspiracies. This year, they're going to have a true all-black uniform, including a black helmet. How can we have a black helmet in 2022, but we can't get a Kelly Green helmet with silver wings until 2023?
Who cares?
Conspiracy. Now, this is the thing. This is the thing here about you and you misaligned millennials. Uniforms are supposed to be cool. Uniforms are supposed to be cool. Okay? The Phillies, great uniforms, all of them. I mean, the grays, the road grays are what they are. But the
white pinstripe and the cream.
And the cream.
Yeah.
Because there's colors.
And then when they do flyers, the powder blues.
The powder blues. The Phillies, color. The Flyers, color. The Sixers, color. But the black and white? What is this, 1920?
I love the Eagles' black uniform better than anything.
It's ridiculous. We're gonna finish up the rest of the NFC East when we get back.
Would you wear a white jersey over a black jersey?
Oh, my God.
Just ask me a question.
Guys.
A white jersey is really... I've seen you eat. You're a slob. So you mean to tell me that you'd rather stain a white jersey instead of wearing a black
jersey?
Ladies,
fight about this later.
Just saying.
Uniforms should have more color in them. They shouldn't be black or white, okay? Everyone has to have a white, and everyone has to have road grays in baseball. We'll be back on
Green Legion. Guy talking about fashion that wears Zumas. Gosh.
Let's see if we can get through this here. Hey, side chatter. We'll be back. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, right after this. Lock it in. 10.5. The Cowboys will not reach 11 wins this year.
How about those three extra games?
Well, I gave them one. You said zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice comment, Zach. The Eagles, 8.5 wins. We got up to 10, and I thought we were being pretty conservative. They've got the whole division has a weak schedule. Let's talk a little bit about those New Jersey Giants. Now, this is what I don't get, and this is why, you know, we're on Fox Sports The Gambler. Maybe we need program director Sean Brace or one of the gambling gurus, whether that be J.J. Tanzi's, one of these guys come in, our good friend Tony Cotillo, the Jigsaw. The Giants listed as of last night, this is last night's numbers, 7.
This is the easiest bet.
No, but set, like an even 7. So it's really 6.5. It's like, you know, what is it 7.5? Is it 6.5? It's 7.
There is no way.
There's no half in there. Why would there be no half?
There is no way. No way. I don't care who they're playing. I don't care if they're playing in the Midget Football League, okay? There is no chance this team is winning 7 or more games. This is like the lock under of the century. They've averaged, what, 3 or 4 wins over the last 5 years?
Yeah.
And you're putting out there 7?
I think they had double-digit losses for the last, what, 5 years, 6 years? No, 5 years.
Dude.
6 years.
Yeah. You're expecting this team to win 8 games? 8.
No, the over.
I know you're not. I'm just saying, eight.
Why isn't it 6.5 or 7.5? Why is it 7?
Gosh.
You know, so you can say 6 or 8.
I don't
7
care.
Is a push.
I don't care what it is.
Let's
it's
go
under.
Through. Let's go through.
Under.
Giants. 6. Let's see if we can get to 8 games. Or let's see if we can get to 7 games. NFC East, those 6 games.
1-5.
1-5.
1-5.
Okay, I'm going to say 2-4.
1-5.
Okay. We're going to
new head coach. The quarterback stinks.
I hear you. Let's go 2-4.
I get you.
Let's just go 2-4.
I'm going
1-5. That's 2 wins. NFC North, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore.
God, am I taking Mitch Trubisky over that? I mean, Good Lord.
Let's see. Do they play? Sam, what are you doing?
Are they in Pittsburgh?
What do you...
If they're in Pittsburgh, that's an L. I don't care who the quarterback is for the Steelers.
That's right. That's what I'm looking at.
That's an L.
Let's see here. Who do they play? Where do they play Pittsburgh?
Because like the Eagles had the Steelers here. Actually, no. It's NFC North again. You're looking at AFC North.
Oh, my God, NFC North.
It's the Bourbon talking.
Yeah, well, they do. They have the Ravens.
It's the Bourbon talking.
They have the Ravens.
Yeah, they have the Ravens. That's a loss. I don't care if that's Baltimore.
NFC North, Detroit, Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota.
They're going to lose to Green Bay.
I'm going to say I'll give them one just to be generous.
Yeah, I think they win Chicago it's 1-3.
One and three.
So I got them at 2-8.
I have them three so far. I have them three wins.
2-8 from me.
Okay, 2-3. AFC South, Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Houston, Tennessee.
They'll beat Houston.
Okay, see, I say maybe they beat Indianapolis.
I think Jacksonville, listen, they got Doug Peterson.
We'll give them one win.
They're spending money. They're going to draft. I think Jacksonville wins that game, especially if it's in Jacksonville.
We'll give them one win. We disagree on the teams, but it's still one win.
Yeah, it's 3 wins for me so far, 4 wins for you.
And then they've got the Ravens, the Panthers, and the Seahawks. I'll give them one win there. I'll give them the
Panthers.
Well, I was going to say, which one?
Is it in Seattle, or is it?
It is...
If it's in Seattle, I don't care. Again,
at Seattle.
It's at Seattle, so it's Panthers.
4 wins. Under. Lock it. Should we lock that in?
Lock that in.
Lock it in.
Like, where are you seeing... Like, if you make that bet, you're betting that your hope is that they win 8 games. They have to go 8-9. 8-9 for you to win your bet.
I'm trying to find them.
That is ridiculous.
I can't find any wins here.
Man,
I feel so bad. Oh, I got news for you. I don't know if you like this. You might not like this, but my good friend Beast, who is a Knicks, Giants, Mets fan. I mean, it's just.
Is that Patterson?
Yeah. Andrew Patterson. His nickname is Beast because it turns out in high school he played tight end. His number was 87, and he had spindly arms that stuck down from like gigantic shoulder pads.
Okay,
and so his buddies when he ran off the field were like, "Oh, look at the Beast! Look at the Beast coming!" So his nickname is Beast. But yeah, so what he does, if for those of you that know, every morning that the Knicks woke up, I woke up the last couple years that the Knicks won a game, he would post like a screenshot or a picture of him watching the final score on his TV.
Did they have cell phones back then?
This is last year.
Zach Morris
did make the playoffs last year. He gave up on that. Now, last night I woke up, or this morning I woke up, he had posted a picture of the Rangers beating the Blackhawks last night. He's moved on to hockey.
He's a bigger Knicks guy, right?
Yeah, the Knicks have broken him. He's not posting Knicks anymore. He's posting the Rangers, who he doesn't follow the Rangers at all.
So it's kind of like probably during the process years, you know, if the Flyers, the process started in what, 2012?
The process started in 2013, Zach.
2013. I'm asking questions here. I'm just trying to figure it out. So it's kind of like the Sixers would break you.
Break me because there was hope. I understood there was a plan
for the
future.
I'm just saying, if the Sixers really broke you. And you started.
They've been trying. They're trying, Zach.
Why do you think I'm needling you right now?
I'm not broken. I've got major concerns about this franchise.
I can't wait for the second segment. All right, let's go to the Commanders.
Fun fact of the week.
And remember, the
Commanders.
The NFC North. The NFC North. We're not talking about the Steelers.
NFC North. NFC North. Listen, I'm only one bourbon in here.
Where are they playing the Steelers at?
Yeah. This week, GM Joe Schoen. Schoen, is that how you pronounce it?
I have no idea.
He's had a backpedal.
What a great producer we have.
On Saquon trade rumor. Yeah. I don't know what she does here.
Take up space. Yeah, keep
take
time.
Up space.
She's doing a great job keeping time.
Another great nickname for Super Sam Brady. Takes up space. Along with walk-in pantry. And well, parts girl.
I don't know.
So is it an empty walk-in pantry?
I don't know.
Where does that even come from? This is so unfair.
Is Rex offshore or onshore?
Regardless, move on.
I know at one point, I guess we can call her Shore then.
GM Joe Schoen has the backpedal on Saquon trade rumors. If you weren't paying attention.
At one point or another, he was onshore and he was
move
offshore.
Move on.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So... what's going on here up in New York Giants? It's all coming to fruition. We all laughed at Dave Gettleman with this, Saquon Barkley's a great, great football player. You guys don't know what you're talking about. But, and he is a great football player when he's on the field. We also know running backs are almost interchangeable unless you've got one of the other. Well,
that's why Miles Sanders isn't getting paid.
And Saquon Barkley hasn't really been on the field that much the last few years. He is in his fifth year. And so teams have called about him. And there was rumors that there has been trade talks for Saquon Barkley. And Joe Schoen had to, listen, I'm just receiving calls. I'm not making calls. I am just receiving calls.
Why do you have to explain yourself? Just stay behind the scenes and shut up.
Right. Who cares? Like, you're like, it's like everyone should be available.
It's like you're pitching propaganda because you want people to call you. Like, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not making calls, but we're receiving them. Like, if you are interested, give us a call. Like, that. Come on, man. Like,
and this is the thing. They're not going to re-sign Saquon Barkley. Get whatever you can. Trade him.
Trade him.
Fourth? That'd be amazing. You'd probably get a fifth or a sixth.
Yeah.
I mean, these running backs.
You're going to suck regardless. So why does it matter?
Right.
Why does it matter? Commanders.
Commanders. Washington Commanders. Take Commanders. Carson Commanders. 7.5 wins. Let's go through these. Let's see if we can get to 8, all right? Let's see if we can get to 8 wins.
Let's see if we can muster it.
The NFC East, those 6 games. Two games Giants, 2 games Eagles, 2 games Cowboys. I'm going to give them
3.
Three's generous, I feel, but I think 3's fair.
Three's fair.
Okay, 3. The NFC North.
No matter what the football team or the Redskins or the Commanders or the Commies, whatever they are, they always play the opposition in the division tough. It just always seems like, you know, the Giants stink, but they always give us a hard time. So that's 1-1. And then the Cowboys, they kind of split all the time, too. It's a big rivalry. So 3 wins.
Okay, we'll give them 3. And I think that's being generous. The NFC North, the Packers, the Bears, the Lions, the Vikings.
2-2.
2-2? Okay. 2-2. So we're at 5 wins. 5 wins. Well, we're getting close. The AFC South, Colts, Jags, Titans, Texans.
I see, if we're being honest here, 1-3.
Okay, 1-3. All right, I was going to say 2, but I will say 1. We're at 6. 6 wins.
Yeah.
Browns, Falcons, 49ers.
Falcons stink. They have Mariota. I'd say, and the Browns, we don't even know if Watson's going to be playing and what is going to be left of that team. Is it in Cleveland?
Sam.
I mean, I know they have talent. I mean, they have a great running game, but who's going to start at quarterback if Watson is, and this game falls in week.
So are you claiming 0?
No. They're going to beat the Falcons.
They play Cleveland at home.
Yeah, the Falcons stink.
They play San Francisco on the road, Cleveland at home.
All right, so San Fran's an L, and the Falcons are a dub. So was that 7 there?
That's
so
7.
So the Browns is the flip coin. I mean, Vegas is online with that.
I'm gonna say it's a loss. I think that we're being a little generous to 3-3. And
depending on where the game is at.
The game is at home.
All right, so
or when?
7-9. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I meant to say when the game is.
7-10.
That's what matters to me. Because if it's in the second half of the season, I think Watson's gonna get suspended 6 to 8 games. Right?
I think you're right. I think that's actually dead on.
Jeepers creepers, you know.
I think you're dead on.
Which is funny because, you know, they see a video of Ray Rice clubbing his fiance getting off an elevator in Atlantic City. They see it and they give him 2 games, right?
Well, hold up. They didn't see it.
No, they saw it when it became public. It became a whole different thing. And they tried doing double jeopardy on him at that point. So it's like, whoa, we didn't see it. No, Goodell saw it, and you can't tell me otherwise. It's just like this stuff with this creep right here. This guy should be gone for the whole entire year.
Yeah.
This guy should not touch a football field until 2023. That to me is your punishment. And the scumbag crap that they did with his contract, giving him $45 million as a signing bonus and having a $1 million base. So that way, if he does get suspended, he only loses a year's worth of salary, which is $1 million. The Browns should be ashamed of themselves. They sold their souls to the devil and they did it. And all this, oh, we did extensive research on
Deshaun Watson.
Not one. Yeah. Not a single one. Like that right there, it says everything. You knew you were out of the game. and you did whatever you could financially to get yourself back into the game so he didn't go to, at the time it was New Orleans or Atlanta. To me, the Browns are dead to me. Dead to me. And they were never alive to me to begin with, but they are extremely dead to me. If there's a team in the NFL that I want to see fail more than the Cowboys and the Steelers, It's the Cleveland Browns.
And the Buccaneers.
Fun fact about...
well, that's your own agenda.
Zach, you didn't pick the... I don't know if you saw this, but this was actually pretty awesome. I believe it's Andrea Tomei.
Yes.
Jim Tomey's wife. Yeah. She tweeted out that they canceled their season tickets. And they've already paid for them. They canceled them. She's like, as a family, we cannot support this organization. They love Cleveland. You know, he's a Cleveland
Indian. Yeah, that's where they live.
Yeah, right. She said that if, you know, she's going to demand a refund, if they won't refund it. Like, they've already paid for them, and, it, you know, you can't get your money back, but pretty public figure. But she said if they're not going to do it, we're going to sell our tickets and donate 100% of them to
women's groups. Yeah, women's rights groups. Yeah.
It's so disgusting, that contract. Just, I feel kind of, I feel icky that the Eagles are... There was an announcement, Jeffrey Lurie, like, he wasn't going to comment on another player from another team because of tampering. You know what happens if you weren't researching into another player? You say no. If you say, Zach, ask me if I'm interested in a player. Just let's play. Let's do a little role play.
Are you interested in Claude Giroux?
Zach, I'm not going to comment on a player from another team. Now that's one way to answer it, or ask again.
Diaz, are you interested in Claude Giroux?
No! He's a phony. He's a fraud. He's never won anything. He's a terrible leader.
We're not hijacking this.
Say you say no, or you say, well, so that makes me feel icky. But there's a little side effect here, and we know this in every sport, but especially the NFL, how the quarterback market is going insane. And there will be a bubble at some point, or maybe there won't. This last year, you know, with Stafford winning the Super Bowl, and all the great quarterback play down the stretch, and then someone like, yeah, Jalen Hurts is a quote-unquote playoff quarterback, but, you know, maybe not. This contract of fully guaranteed for 5 years, $45 million, that's the new benchmark. So all these other teams, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, all these guys that are going to have to get these new deals, they're going to demand, listen, this guy is a creep. He got 5 years, $45 million.
We guarantee. Do all the right things.
I want 6 years, $50 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
So it's going to have a ripple effect throughout the league in this. I'm curious to see how it'll go moving forward. But fun fact about the Washington Commanders this week: Ron Rivera, you're a hero. He's a veteran. You know, great guy.
Survived cancer.
This week he said that he is, quote unquote, fed up. Being the Washington Commanders being an easy target. Ron, we love you, man. We love you. But you got to know what you're signing up for, brother. Like, oh, you're fed up with it. Daniel Snyder has been the owner since 1999. They're a joke of a franchise. They're a joke. And Ron Rivera is fed up. Is Ron Rivera
the stadium?
Never been to it. I didn't go to it.
It's still like club level was nice when we went there for my birthday this year. That was cool.
But that's also like dangerous India. I mean, you could make. You know what? We'll have to check. Sam, get on it. Do something. Check out the new Indiana Jones movie. See if it's Indiana Jones and the Mystery of FedEx Field, because it's a moving target there. There's, you know, you're like, oh, here's the poop fountain coming out here. You know, you have to like,
the sewage pipe bursting.
I took out my phone to actually Google something.
We have to pause the show here for a second. Zach, are you familiar with the Indiana Jones
movies? I did watch Indiana Jones movies, yes.
Okay, do you know...
Not the new one with Shia LaBeouf.
Okay, do you
know... Is that how you say his name?
Indiana Jones...
Is it Shia LaBeouf?
No, it's Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf? Okay. I just know him from Even Stevens.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That show?
Okay, Raiders of the Lost Ark, okay. Can you quote that one?
Not really, but I just remember, like, you know...
Him dancing up to get the idol, you know?
Bits and pieces. Like the guy ripping the heart out.
That's Temple of Doom.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Good stuff. The big giant ball. Yeah.
That was
Boulder.
That was Raiders. Yeah, yes. Yeah. In the very beginning. Yeah. You know how he's like jumping around with the arrows?
Yeah, those are good movies.
Yeah, so that's FedEx Field. That's what you got to watch out for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Moving on from the NFC over-unders. Let's just do a brief
recap.
We
have a few minutes here for this.
Brief recap. Let's take a look here. Dallas sucks. 10.5 wins. Under.
Under.
Lock it in. Philadelphia Eagles, 8.5. Over. New York Giants, 7. I thought that was going to be low. We couldn't even get to 6. That's an under. Lock it in. Washington Commanders, 7.5.
You know, we went, Eagles are only team in the division we went over.
Surprising. So I think that's low for the schedule they got. I mean, the NFC East and the AFC South. AFC South should be 2 to 3 wins. It should be 2 to 3 wins, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, listen, the Titans have been knocking on the, they were number one seed. They were in the AFC Championship game a couple years ago. That's a good team. Houston stinks. They're rebuilding. You know, the Indy now has Matt Ryan. I mean, that's kind of a wild card. They have the rest of the roster. Is the quarterback, is he going to perform for what they need him to do? And then the Jaguars. I mean, you know, they got a franchise quarterback in his second year.
Dougie P's
down there. They got the you know, way overpaid Christian Kirk. I mean, I can see them. They can go 3-1. They can go 3-1. Tennessee is going to be a tight game.
Right. So, I mean, let's just say this. Let's be conservative here. Let's say the NFC East. We were saying 4-2 and 3-3. Let's just say 3-3. That's 3 wins. The NFC North, I think that they'll beat the Lions. I think that they'll beat the Bears. That's 2 right there. Maybe the Vikings. They'll probably lose to the Packers at home. Right.
But yeah. I mean, I think 2. The Vikings is just kind of a coin toss, right, but that game's here.
Right. Let's just say 2. Yeah. Just say 2. We're at 5 wins right there. The AFC South. All those teams. Let's just say 2.
2-2.
Yeah. Okay, we're up to what? 7.
Did we go 3-3 in the division?
Yeah, 3-3. Yeah, so we're at 7. Yeah. And then the Steelers, Cardinals, and Saints. They play the Steelers and Saints at home. I mean, and that's saying the AFC South. Like, we're getting to 8 wins just being conservative. I think 9 wins is certainly realistic to do. On the other side.
10 is even realistic.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying conservative.
Yeah.
We're going to go through what we did is we took a look at what 3 of the popular and reputable sites around the league are trending, or their latest mock drafts, who they are selecting. For the Eagles at the 15th and 16th and 19th picks in the first round in the 2022 draft coming up later this month.
Right now, if you're listening to the recording here on Thursday night, Odell Beckham Jr. signed with the Green Bay Packers.
Woo!
Courtesy of Bryant Walden.
Wow.
Yeah, right here on the wall.
Walden's on?
Yes.
Yeah, he's been telling you to shut up for the last hour and a half.
Yeah, that's weird. I just...
And I'm going to tell
never,
you... I never
notice when he's here.
I'm going to tell you to shut up, too, so I can cover this live read. Greater Philadelphia Health Action, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adults, specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available if it's still needed. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia, over 85,000 patients, telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today, 1-888-296-GPHA. Website for more information on services and a complete listing of locations, www.gphainc.org.
On the other side of the break right here, we're going to go through some players that these experts are saying that the Eagles will or should
select.
And
a Doc Rivers rant.
Hey, we want you guys, if you're listening live on YouTube, give us your comments as we go through this. We'll be right back on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, right after this. Hey, we're looking forward to it today. We do have a doubleheader. I'm not sure how this works here, but we got Villanova basketball 609 versus UNC Final Four. The Union, your first place Philadelphia Union, are playing Charlotte today.
You know who's getting the boot?
The Union
are getting the boot. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
A lot of people don't know Fox Sports The Gambler is the home of Villanova basketball
and football and the Union. And listen, if that's the case, obviously you have to put Villanova on the radio, which means Sean is going to be left outside holding his soccer ball.
Let's talk. I'm not going to comment on that here. I don't want to get fired, Zach. NFL draft. So what?
See you next Friday, buddy.
Listen, we are not draft experts. We are fans, just like everyone that's listening to this. And what we thought would be a good idea here is let's just see what these quote unquote experts, who also we agree don't know anything, but they know a hell of a lot more than us.
No, without a doubt.
So what I did is I looked at NFL.com and I used Daniel Jeremiah. He used to work for the Eagles. I used the ringer.com and the athletic.com. The athletic.com, what they did is a mock draft with local beat writers, Bo Wolf, who's great, has a great show of his own. Daniel Jeremiah, now this is I agree. I believe that the Eagles will trade one of these first round picks for a pick next year. I just the activity, the whole Deshaun Watson flirtation, the Russell Wilson, all of these where there's smoke, there's fire. It doesn't mean the player's coming here, but if they're looking at what it's going to take to get said player, you know, fill in the blank, it's not that they think Jalen Hurts stinks, but they probably think, and we should probably think, he's not Josh Allen. He's not Matt Stafford. He's not, even if you don't want to put Matt Stafford in that class, he's not Justin Herbert. He's not Pat Mahomes. He's not Aaron Rodgers. And while that's not a guarantee to win a Super Bowl, it's the most guaranteed path to winning football.
There's nothing wrong with trading back. To me, if you get an opportunity and you have one of those teams that are in the top five, top six, seven picks right now, okay, they obviously they're getting a blue chip player in that, you know, the area where they're drafting at. But if I have a team that calls me up, like the Jacksonville Jaguars give me a call and say, hey, we'll trade you our second round pick, which is close enough to being a first round pick.
Right.
We'll trade you that and our next year's first to jump back in at pick 19. I do it all day.
I would do that.
Do it all day.
I would do that for 15th or 16th. As well.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right.
Like you have to look at in terms of draft value. And if they're dumb enough to give you their first round pick for next year with a team that, you know, the Jaguars might think that they're on the rise with Trevor Lawrence in the second year and having a new head coach that isn't a complete smacked ass like Urban Meyer is. I knew he was a fraud the second that he was with Ohio State, and I knew when he got hired he wasn't going to last there long, and I'm happy about that. But I'll say this. If a team does that because they see a player that they really, really want, I'm making that deal. If I think that with 15 and 16, I can move up and get a blue chip player in the top 10, I do that too. You know, like, yeah, as much as we want to see three picks in the first round this year, and yeah, how excited are we that we have three first round picks? I just don't think they're going to make all three. I think they're going to take 15 and 16 and move into the top 10, or they're going to trade back one of those picks and they're going to move back into the second round, the beginning of the second round, and get a first rounder for next year. Howie has so many options being where he's at in this draft. But, you know, hey, let's talk a little bit about what some of these experts are thinking.
Great opinions there, Sack. I was just trying to explain the format of this segment. But we're going to take three players from each expert here. Daniel Jeremiah, I'm going to go through them one by one. Just give me your first thoughts. At 15th pick, Devontae Wyatt, defensive end out of Georgia, comments, eventually he'd be a plus starter, eventually. Big guy, 6'6", monster against the run. Not an every down defensive tackle or defensive. He was a defensive, and I think he was a defensive tackle. Thoughts?
Real quick, I'm looking at these three that Daniel Jeremiah has. I'm not going to go by name. But the fact that you think now that we're going to take two edge rushers in those picks and a linebacker, which is not going to happen, it just shows how to me it's out of touch. I mean, I think the Eagles definitely need to get a new edge rusher for sure, but they just brought in Reddick and they just brought back Derek Barnett, and like they need to improve the pass rush big time because they were second to last in sacks last year. They need to improve in that area. But to think that they're going to go three defensive, they're taking a wide receiver with one of these picks. There's no doubt about it.
Sack, you're killing the segment here.
But eventually,
let's go
plus
one
starter,
by one.
This is why I say that you take two of those picks. If you can take 15 and 16, you move them to the top 10.
That's too much.
I don't want a plus starter.
Exactly.
I don't want a plus starter.
Great. I agree. That I would say not interested right there. The 16th pick, Devin Lloyd, the linebacker out of Utah. His comments, I know the Eagles typically avoid taking linebackers in the first round, but Lloyd would be too good to pass up at this point in the draft. I think we're coming to a point here. I understand the linebacker is they don't value as much, but I think they've also played against some teams, especially with Dallas last year, where when you have a plus or a high top level talent at linebacker, how much of a game changer that is. They do need to improve the pass rush. They do need to improve the secondary. But this like linebacker will throw in replacement level sub, you know, special teamers. It's got to end at some point. Devin Lloyd, to me, is a game changer. At any of those three picks, I'm happy to take Devin Lloyd there. Whether they do or they don't, I think we're finally at a point where the Eagles are just going to have to face reality and they're going to have to take a linebacker in the first round.
But like you said, face reality, right? With any of these three picks, if they hold on to them, I don't want just to try and plug holes, right?
No, like, this guy's a plus guy. This guy is the deserving pick.
I understand that, Diaz. And that's why I'm saying I don't mind. Like, you said the words I want to hear. Game changer. Game changer.
Guy. So would you be happy with this description?
A guy that can come
you
in.
Saw this guy.
Yes.
This guy's
a guy that can come in and start right away.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
You need starters.
Now this guy.
And not just starters. Guys that are actually going to make plays on the ball and get the ball.
Daniel Jeremiah. Guys, first time I'm hearing this guy. That doesn't mean he sucks. The 19th pick, Boye Mafe, edge out of Minnesota. The comment that stuck out to me was...
Stuck out
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, thank you. It's not worth it.
Yeah, pour another glass there, Bourbon Diaz.
Turned a dominant Senior Bowl performance into an outstanding combine workout. No. I don't like any
I hate hearing that.
No.
Wasn't that Jerome McDougal?
No, that was Mike Mamula.
He had a decent career, though. He was way better than Jerome McDougal did. It's just the fact that we picked Mike Mamula over Warren Sapp.
Adam, we recognize your comment. We're already spending way too much on the D line.
He's talking money wise. He's not talking about our time.
No. I know, but the Eagles, and listen, we pick apart the Eagles, and I heard a comment on some national show like Eagles fan in New York being like, I listen to like the Eagles sports radio, and they're way down. You know, the Eagles, the expectation to be in the playoffs, like they're not terrible. You know, they're not terrible, and spending way too much on defensive line, it's got them in good places, right or wrong. I mean, I don't know, should they spend more or less? I don't know. But spending at this level, you have three first-round picks, they're going to take a defensive lineman. It's a proven success, not just with the Eagles, throughout the league. Offense, build through the trenches, build out. I don't mind them taking one of these defensive ends. Edge rusher.
What people fail to realize, Diaz, is the fact that the Eagles have five of the top 83 picks in this draft. So, like, if you're not going to get something in the first round, well, stick around.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? You got another one in the second, you got another one in the third, and if they wind up trading back and they pick up an early second-round pick or a late first here, however it works, the Eagles are in prime position to make the moves that they need to. We're disappointed by the offseason because we haven't made any big splashes. Doesn't mean that they're not going to, and the first round of the draft is going to be compelling. It's always must-see TV. With the Eagles having three first-round picks, man, it is going to be even more must-see TV. That's why I hope we do a show during the course of it. It's going to be insane.
We'll get it. Moving on to TheRinger.com. I like TheRinger.com. I know some people hate Bill Simmons. I think he's got good writers. Thank you, Sam. I've got my timer here, Sam. Participating, nothing, again. TheRinger.com.
Did she just throw the hand up? I thought she was going to smack you like Will Smith.
The 15th pick. The Ringer says, the Eagles select Trent McDuffie, defensive back out of Washington. Their comments, shades of Casey Hayward. Why he could rise in the draft? He's tough, scheme versatile, corner with quick feet, top-tier athleticism, good ball skills. Why he could fall? Lacks length and wasn't challenged much in coverage. Listen, you're taking a defensive back out of Washington that hasn't been challenged much in coverage. That's a hard pass for me, bro.
I don't want another one from Washington.
Yeah. Matisse Thybul, nice. What's his name? What's our guy that we hate?
The second round pick.
What's his name? Thankfully, we all forgot him.
Sidney Jones. Sidney Jones.
And Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, Markelle Fultz.
Let's move on. The Ringer.com, no, we do not want Trent McDuffie. I'll be happily proven wrong. With the 16th pick out of Ohio State, wide receiver Garrett Wilson, Odell Beckham Jr. on Red Bull, productive on all three levels, can make an impact year one. His downs lack size and has work to do as a blocker.
We already had Devontae Smith. I need size.
If he's productive on all three levels, can make an impact in year one. I don't care about his size or has work to do as a blocker. Let's run down the field. Let's run. He's not small. He's like 6 feet tall, 190. He's not small.
I want a 6'4 guy.
But see, now that's how you end up with J-Jaw. That's how you end up with J-Jaw.
No, give me a 6'4. In the first round, you should be getting the 6'4 guy with speed.
Well, I agree with me. Garrett Wilson, wide receiver, will take that one. With the 19th
pick. Thank you, Adam. Thank you.
With the He says he likes Wilson.
We need a bigger wide receiver. That's what he says.
He says, I like Wilson over Olave. Is it Olave?
But we need a bigger wide receiver.
With the 19th pick, now this is like, it's a four, this is a future Eagle, everywhere. With the 19th pick out of Purdue, the edge rusher, George Karlaftis, shades of Ryan Kerrigan. Of course, they say that because he's white. Can play multiple spots on the line, skills to make immediate impact. His downs, lacks discipline in rush and is a little stiff. Listen, this guy's coming to the Eagles with one of these picks.
A little stiff.
A little stiff.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Why do you look directly at me after you say that?
The walk-in pantry over here is getting all kinds of crazy.
All right.
You have three.
Call HR.
You have 3 minutes.
All right. Do the athletic.
All right. We'll do the athletic and then we'll close.
He doesn't last longer than that anyway, right?
Wow. She's really harsh over here.
Taking his pants off and putting them back on.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, theathletic.com. So what the Athletic did is they just did, you know, their latest mock draft is a beat writer just selected for their respective team. So we had Bull Wolf pick. With the 15th pick, George Karlaftis. We're
going to
get this
down.
Guy. Yeah. We're going to get that guy. Yeah. Guys,
that watch. White guy from Purdue.
Yeah. It's one thing I hate. White basketball players and then white players in spots that traditionally, you know, black guys dominate the position, whether it's basketball. Like every white basketball player is like, oh, that's Dirk Nowitzki. That's Dirk Nowitzki. Or that's Steve Nash. You know, it's like, well, is his game really like that? Or is it because he's a point guard that's white? Or because he's a small forward, shooting forward?
Hey, man, Dallas got it right. 20 years out of Dirk, and now they got Luka. Hmm. And they have Luka's mom.
So the 15th is Bo Wolf with the 15th pick, George Karlaftis with the 16th pick. Defensive tackle out of Georgia, Jordan Davis. This guy's a monster.
Is that the big dude?
Big dude. 6'6", 341, ran a 4.78, 40-yard dash. Amazing run stopper. Not sure if he has the juice to be every down plus lineman initially, but can get there. Let me tell you this. The 40-yard, have you ever run a 40-yard dash in your advanced age?
I have not.
The last time I ran a 40-yard dash was about a decade ago. I was in better shape. I ran a 5.88. And I found out, I ran a 6.2 and found out that Nick Foles had run like a 5.88 40 yard. And listen, I used to be fast. I'm 45 years old. You know, at this time I was 36, 35.
You're still fast.
But, are you guys teaming up on me or something here?
Well, listen, she already held the finger up to you that we had 1 minute, and now we have less than that. So MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, for all your residential contracting needs, this is who you want to talk to. Everything from additions, renovations, kitchens, baths, closet organization, cabinetry, vanities, basements, everything you need. Mention the Green Legion and get 10% off your order, regardless of how much. Reach out to them at www.mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. That is www.mcsinc-pa.com. Or call them at 484-202-3656.
Unlike Keenan Harmon, who's worried about the Sackmaster, I think you're doing a great job on the radio. We'll see about your personal life on the other side. We're going to come back. I'm going to get rid of this Doc Rivers rant that I've been holding in for the last 3 days.
I can't wait.
On Green Legion Radio, back right after this. In the Union, maybe a little later after that. Listen, guys, I have been stewing for the last 3 days since that loss to Milwaukee. Doc Rivers needs to be fired for crimes against humanity. Listen, there's a lot of pushback. You saw it on Twitter, Sack, with your little popcorn comment. And you want to sit back and watch what's going on and how some think on some other not as prominent stations as Fox Sports The Gambler think that more blame of the Sixers' inability to close games against some of these top teams the last couple of weeks needs to be placed on the stars of the team. And that's fair. I mean, they're the stars. They take the most shots. They have the most glory, and they have the most blame. I think it's pretty fair. Players are going to miss shots. They're going to make shots. We understand it. But what's so frustrating is Doc Rivers' inability to recognize his own flaws this late in the game. And I understand it. And he's one of the top 15 coaches of all time.
Yes, he is.
He's the top 10 coaches of wins. And his record the last decade is absolutely atrocious. This was Doc Rivers' idea. Now, listen, the season isn't over. And, you know, things can change and all that, blah, 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 blah.
I thought we were going
blah
to the finals.
But no, I don't think we're going to the finals. I think what we would... you know, it, realistically, in the second round, no matter who we play.
Again?
In the second round, we would not be favored on no matter who we play. I truly believe that. And I think it's really deserved. And a lot of it here, it, I want to talk about how a coach can affect something like this. Last year, the Sixers were the one seed. And if you just are checking in, you're not really paying attention. People were like, oh, well, they're the one seed. They are the quote-unquote best team in the conference, right? They have the best record. Mm-hmm. What Doc Rivers does is this. And listen, right or wrong, you know, I'm saying it's wrong, but what he does is he finds out what works. I think last year has a lot more to do with having Seth Curry and Danny Green instead of Josh Richardson and our good friend up in Houston, what's his name, Al Horford.
He's in Boston.
So what happens is, okay, this is working. We're going to do this all the time. We're going to do this every single game because this is what wins. And people are like, yeah, dude. You want to win the games, right? But what you have to do is you find out, well, what happens in the playoffs? They find out what you do well and what you do not well. And they go after your weak point, like Seth Curry. They go after your weak point. Oh, you're going to have Danny Green, 33-year-old Danny Green on Trae Young game one? So we're going to keep him on the turnstile.
Curry against Kevin Huerter?
Yeah, we're going to go up 28 points in the first half. So like, so what happens is, and you know, the backup center thing here, when you're trading for, first off, in my mind, Ben Simmons was not going to play here this year, right? We all agree.
We agree.
Right? And yes. We could talk about before and all that stuff, but he wasn't playing this year. In my mind, we got James Harden for Seth Curry, half a year of Andre Drummond, uh-huh. and two late first round picks, one coming maybe this year or next year, and one coming out in 2025. I think that's a pretty good return for James Harden and the ghost of Paul Millsap. We'll get to him in a second here. But Andre Drummond playing great for us. It's great. But he's like, we also have B-Ball Paul, who a lot of people love, and Charles Bassey, who's good. They're good. They're young. They're going to make mistakes. Doc Rivers, he sticks with the vets. He sticks with what he knows. This is true with his rotations, it's true with his game planning, it's true with his adjustments, and it's true with how he looks at vets. I get it. In the big picture, veterans don't make the mental mistakes that rookies or inexperienced people go. That's why when you're going into the playoffs, they're talking about right now with Memphis, they're talking about it with Phoenix was in there last year. But like, Memphis, second best record in the league. I just don't trust them. They're young. They haven't been there yet. We'll see how they...
Battle-tested.
We'll see how they go. Yeah. We'll see.
Are they the Oklahoma City Thunder, you know, when they shouldn't have gotten through?
Right.
Like, they're probably a year ahead of this curve. Or are they, you know, a team that's, you know, trying to find themselves and they're going to be out in the second round?
Right. But let me tell you this. We have a 12-point lead. And I want Embiid to get the MVP. Everybody wants Embiid to get the MVP. But more so, you're going up against Milwaukee. You guys are in a playoff seeding race, and however you feel, maybe it's better to be at the fourth seed or the third seed or the first seed. We'll see.
Comfrey where I'm at.
Yeah. Look, we'll see how it is. But you're playing Milwaukee. You got MVP candidate versus MVP candidate. You want to win the game. You got a 12-point lead. Mm-hmm. You take Embiid off the court, uh-huh. and your decision is to play Paul Millsap against two-time MVP, Finals MVP Giannis. Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you put Paul Millsap, and the lead evaporated immediately. People are like, oh, Embiid blamed Doc. He was a subtweet. He somewhat blamed Doc by saying, oh, maybe we should have just matched our minutes up.
He did quasi throw him underneath the bus. I mean, he threw Ben Simmons more under the bus after game 7.
Listen, there's a lineup last night. There was a lineup three nights ago.
I'm just saying. It's becoming a trend.
Maxey, Millsap, Shake, Danny Green, and George Niang against the Milwaukee Bucks with the playoffs on the line? Like, you thought that was a good idea? You're not going to win that game. And last year in the playoffs, everyone's like, Ben Simmons doesn't shoot. I had made my...
He is starting to sweat, by the way.
I made my piece that Ben Simmons was never going to shoot. So what else is going on? Why are you playing bench lineups? Why are you matching Danny Green up with Trae Young? This is how coaches affect the game. No, you can't.
You cannot.
I'm gonna say this over and over, and he's the only coach in history to lose three series with a 3-1 series lead.
Okay.
3-1. He's up 3-1. He's lost
three series. He hasn't done it here yet.
No, he hasn't. He is 1-7.
He really is sweating.
The last 8 years in the playoffs. He is 1-7 when he has a playoff series lead. 2-1, 3-2, 3-1. 1-7! You have the lead, and you've lost, you're 1-7. It's just like, and people are like, oh, well, I mean, some of our friends that might be on the show sometimes say, oh, you love Brett Brown. This is not about Brett Brown. It was time to move on from Brett Brown. But this can't keep happening. He's actively losing games. Sack, I'm going to make an analogy for you, okay? Who's the best player? Fernando Tatis. All right, we know we're making the playoffs, all right? So this isn't the playoffs are on the line. But Fernando Tatis comes in. You bring in the worst reliever, right? And you offer up straight fastballs. No, we're not going to change it. That's what Paul Millsap on Giannis. He's the best player in the league. He's great. He's an MVP. He's a Hall of Fame. We're watching a Hall of Fame player, and you put Paul Millsap? That's like, it's not like, well, you know what? I would have bring in this reliever, and I mean the lefty or the righty, and like,
so,
you know, this is like you are just actively waving the bullfighter, the red flag here. Oh, just come on, Giannis. How about you just here, Giannis? Let's take some pictures of you dunking. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Well, he did dunk on Embiid too.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And he swatted him at the end of the game. So wait a minute. Let me get this straight though. So if we fire Doc Rivers after the season, actually, you want to fire him right now. I think that's the way you're leaning. So does that make Embiid a coach killer, a GM killer?
Oh, get out.
He'll be on his third head coach.
Should be the next coach.
He'll be on his third head coach, and he's already on his fourth general manager, fifth if you include Brett Brown for a few months before Elton Brand took over. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to figure this out, Diaz, because it sounds like you're a little bit flip-flopping because you want to call Drew a coach killer and, you know, a GM killer. But,
Zach.
Does this sound familiar?
Zach,
does this sound familiar? Or am I just throwing another Preston log on the fire?
Zach, I've blown my eardrums. I might be having a stroke right now. Can you close out the show for us?
How much time do we have?
1 minute.
We have 1 minute? Okay, just friendly reminder for everybody. Again, Friday, April 8th, Bud Light Baseball Brunch is back on the airwaves. 102.5, Fox Sports The Gambler, and the iHeartRadio app. You can listen to us anywhere worldwide. We're going to be down at 1100 Social, down at the ballpark, ahead of the Phillies home opener against the Oakland Athletics. You got yours truly, Phillies broadcaster Greg Murphy, and the program director here at 102.5 Fox Sports The Gambler, Sean Brace. We're going to be doing a two-hour show, again, from noon to 2. We're going to do some giveaways down there. I'm going to have some more tickets that we're going to do some trivia or something like we did last year. I'm sure Mike Davis is probably going to win another pair this year like he did last year. I think 4 or 5 times, Sam. Am I correct by assessment?
But other people were winning too. Yeah. There was a couple random.
Yeah, absolutely.
People.
Yeah. So we had a lot of fun last season. This is going to be our second season. I'm not saying this because it's a show that I host. I'm saying it because I've heard our competitors. This is the best baseball show in the Delaware Valley for all. This is not just Phillies. We cover the Phillies. We cover Major League Baseball. You do not want to miss Bud Light Baseball Brunch. First show Friday, April 8th. It's going to be a great time. Come on down to the ballpark. Go to greenlegion.com and buy your tickets for the tailgate. We have plenty of tailgate tickets left, so you can buy tickets and come on down and catch the show live and get pictures with Murph while he's there. He's only going to be there for about a half hour, 45 minutes, but make sure you come on down. It's going to be a blast. I don't have a live read. I told
you.
I was done.
Right.
So are you done? Are you done having a stroke? So why don't you take us home, buddy?
Okay. Let me see. That was hard.
Dude, you went like 7 minutes strong.
I can't stand it. I can't stand them squandering leads like that. I can't stand it. All right? We didn't even get into his after timeouts. Listen, timeout now. We're going to have a great time after timeout play right here. We're going to end Green Legion Radio for the week. We'll be back next week. Guys, it's heating up. We've got opening day. We've got NBA playoffs.
Go Nova!
We've got Final Four. We've got Kentucky Derby coming up. NFL schedule and NFL draft. This is going to be a great month. It's April finally. No April Fools. We'll see y'all next week. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler. We out!